بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب الاستقامة The chapter on steadfastness. قال الله تعالى فاستقم كما أمرت. الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Hud, Allah Ta'ala says or commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so remain steadfast as you have been ordered. وقال تعالى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا. Allah Ta'ala says, verily those who say that Allah is our sustainer, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, then they remain steadfast. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, the angels descend upon them. Ulama have explained, this refers to when they are passing away, when these believers are leaving the world, at that time the angels come down to them, and they say, Allah تَخَافُوا, do not fear, وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, do not grieve. Mufassirin have explained, Allah تَخَافُوا, one of the tafsir is, do not fear the stations that are going to come now of Qabr and Hashar, Qiyamah. And do not grieve over leaving your wife and children, your family members. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. And for you are glad tidings of Jannah which you have been promised. Nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. We are your friends. The angels say, we are your friends. We are your helpers in this world and in the hereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. In the hereafter, whatever your hearts desire, whatever you ask for, you will be given. نُزُولًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. This is a generosity, hospitality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is most forgiving, most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Very similar verse, verily those who say that Allah is our sustainer. They believe firmly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness, Allah ta'ala's greatness, that Allah is the provider, Allah is the sustainer, رَبُّ. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. After believing firmly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they remain steadfast. فَلَا خُوفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. There is no fear for them, and they will not have to grieve. أولئك أصحاب الجنة. These are the people of Jannah. خالدين فيها. They'll remain and dwell in Jannah forever and ever. جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. This is as a reward for their actions. So these verses of istiqama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran to be steadfast. What is the meaning of istiqama? Simple translation, to be steadfast. Istiqama, we talk about مستقيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, show us the straight path. So استقامة in Arabic means a person has to be straight. Person is not crooked. He stays on the straight path with steadfastness. It's not that something he does today, a good deed for one or two days, and after that all the josh that he has, everything dies down and then he forgets that action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be consistent and to be steadfast in all of our actions. So sometimes a person does some good action, and therefore these type of verses and ahadith that we'll do, it gives the person strength, it reminds him that continue doing this action, even though it may be a small action. A person does not read many rakats of tahajjud, but he recites just 2 rakats of tahajjud, then he is encouraged to continue reading every day. Not that one day he reads 12 rakats, the next day 20 rakats, and after that no rakats. So in any action that we do, a person is giving a sadaqah, even if he is giving a little sadaqah, but he is encouraged to keep on this practice because it is something that will give him, bring him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he used to say that hold on to istiqamat and do not waver like, do not dodge like a cunning fox. In other words, a person now and then he'll just come and do something, and the rest of his life, there is no deen in him. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu wants a person to, he's exhorting us to remain on the straight path, to be steadfast, not to do things occasionally. وعن أبي عمرين, وقيل أبي عمرين, سفيان ابن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال, قلت يا رسول الله, قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيرك. The Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me in Islam, one such word, one such deed that I practice upon it and I don't have to ask anybody else besides you. So give me one advice. And after that, anything about Islam that I can hold on to and I do not have to ask anybody else beside you. Rasulullah replied, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. They say, I believe truly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then be steadfast on it. When a person says, I believe in Allah, then all those things that necessitate believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's sifat, Allah's qualities, Allah ta'ala's names, Allah's kitabs, Allah ta'ala's commands, a person has to believe in all those things, as we talk about imani mufassal, imani mujmal. Then once a person has true belief, now he is asked to just remain steadfast on it. Wa Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qaribu wa saddidu wa alamu annahu lan yanjuwa ahadun minkum bi amalihi. Qalu wala anta ya Rasulullah? Qala wala ana illa an yataghammadani Allah bi rahmatin minhu wa fadlin. Rawahu Muslim. Qala ulama ma'na al-istiqama luzum ta'atillah. قالوا وهي من جوامع الكلم وهي نظام الأمور وبالله التوفيق. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu says, Rasulullah said, قَارِبُوا وَسَدِّدُوا. In other words, take the middle path and be steadfast. Do not be extreme in Islam. Do not go very, very on the extreme side, or do not be very laxed. In other words, take the moderate way, that is a straight path. Moderate way does not mean a person is relaxed and then he's changing his own, changing Islam with his own view and having a very moderate view. No, what it means, luzum utta'a, ulama say, then hold, cling on to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will have istiqamat. He will not be extreme. If a person follows Quran and sunnah, then you will see exactly those things where a person has to be very hard on, those things the person does not have to be hard on. Everything is shown to us in the Sharia, and this time and place for every single thing. So here, luzumu ta'a, clinging on to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, clinging, holding, adhering to deen, and qaribu. And normally when we say qaribu, we are bringing the people, we are asking the people to come closer. Qarib means to come closer, closer to the straight path, closer to the middle path. Do not be have extremism in you. Qaribu wa saddidu. Saddidu also has the meaning of being straight. So in other words, take the moderate path, the middle path, and be steadfast. So take the middle path and be steadfast. And then Rasulullah said that none of you shall enter Jannah except, none of you shall enter Jannah through his actions. So Sahaba immediately questioned Rasulullah, even you, Ya Rasulullah, it will not be your actions there will be a cause of you gaining entry into paradise. He says, even myself, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers me and shrouds me with mercy from his side and his fadl, his grace, his honor. So what do we understand from this? Yes, Allah ta'ala has commanded us to bring iman in Allah and to do righteous actions. But even if a person does righteous actions, does not guarantee him entry into Jannah. He gets Jannah through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of justice. So Allah accepts the actions of the person. But ultimately it is Allah's kindness upon us, Allah's favor upon us, that Allah still gives us Jannah. Allah could have sent us into this world and commanded us just to obey Him and just to do righteous actions without any reward. Even then we have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's our master, He's our creator, we are His bondsmen, we are His slaves. Allah out of His mercy, Allah out of His kindness, accepts our feeble efforts, accepts our amal-e-salihah, with all that Allah showers His mercy and grace upon us, and Allah gives us Jannah. So it does not mean a person must not do actions. A person has to do actions, and do it in the best of manners, so that Allah becomes pleased with us, and Allah showers His mercy upon us, and gives us Jannah. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us istiqamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of doing a'mal salihah. And may Allah cover us with His mercy and fadl in this world and the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.